Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The latest now on the Boston Marathon bombing investigation. The FBI has collected a DNA sample from Catherine Russell, the widow of the dead bombing suspect Tamerlan Tsarnaev, to compare against female genetic material found on bomb fragments at one of the blast sites. But investigators caution the DNA could have come from a number of different people, including, for instance, a store clerk. It's just one of several avenues that federal agents are pursuing as they try to determine if anyone else played a role in the attacks. Until recently, another person authorities were focused on was the man known as Misha, whom members of the Tsarnaev family said had a strong influence over Tamerlan and Tamerlan's religious beliefs. But NPR reports this morning that Misha, who's from West Warwick, Rhode Island, has now been ruled out as playing any role. So NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston says the FBI is widening its net.
About a dozen people are under investigation for potentially helping the Tsarnaev brothers, either before or after the bombings. Among those under scrutiny, two students from Kazakhstan who were arrested in New Bedford soon after the attacks. They're now being held on immigration violations.
Meantime, WBUR's Deborah Becker reports that in Washington, lawmakers are asking questions about the intelligence the U.S. had on Tamerlan Tsarnaev.
The House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is looking into why the FBI did not do more when Russian officials reported having concerns about Tsarnaev to the U.S. They also want to know which security agencies were aware of those Russian warnings. Rhode Island Congressman Jim Langevin is a member of that committee.
The main question that I have is, how in the future do we ensure that there's sufficient follow-up? How do we make sure that things don't fall through the cracks?
The FBI has declined to comment on basically anything related to the Marathon investigation. Former Homeland Security official Juliette Kayyem, who now writes for the Boston Globe, says although the Bureau probably should be more forthcoming, it's too early to point fingers about potential communication failures.
I mean, this is the challenge for the FBI right now, is that they both need to look backwards to be transparent to an American public that is certainly raising questions, but they also need to preserve whatever it is they have to get a guilty verdict for the younger brother.
That younger brother, 19-year-old Zahar Tsarnaev, is being held at the Federal Correctional Medical Facility at Fort Devens. He's charged with using a weapon of mass destruction in the Marathon bombings, killing three people and injuring hundreds of others. A federal magistrate has appointed a specialist in federal death penalty cases to join Tsarnaev's defense team. That's California attorney Judy Clark. Her clients have included Unabomber Ted Kaczynski and Arizona shooter Jared Loughner. They both received life in prison rather than death sentences. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.